Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday edition, the 27th day of July 2006. Jim Mars will be joining us. He's one of the major screenwriters, and the book he wrote is what JFK, the movie, was based on. And we've now passed what, the 43rd anniversary of the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. And we're not just going to get into JFK, though. We're going to also talk about 9/11 to JFK and the similarities, the connections, even with some of the same players, to the two events. And that is coming up in the next hour. Second and third hour, 2 hours with Jim Mars. Well, it's being reported by the U.S. press, the British press, and even the Israeli press that the dead are much higher. The numbers of dead Lebanese, of course, is much higher than what they've been trying to report for the last few weeks. They've been saying it's around 400. They've been saying 400 now for about a week, and the number could be in the thousands, the press is now reporting. Well, that's common sense. If you've got littered cars smoking with dead families splattered all over the road for as far as the eye can see, and family homes being leveled and bridges being blown out from under people, what do you expect? And the really disgusting, dastardly, devilish propaganda from Israel, the United States, and Fox News, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda's in the U.S., they're probably going to hit us. And Fox News went further. Fox News says Hezbollah certain to nuke major U.S. city. Channel is terror group's biggest cheerleader as Americans hit with the sum of all fear-mongering. Paul Watson has written a detailed report about this, and we also have the audio clip that we'll be analyzing coming up here in the next segment. It's just unbelievable propaganda that, oh my gosh, the terrorists are going to hit us. We've got to go ahead and attack Iran and Syria. We've got to support this war. The terrorists are going to hit us with A-bombs. Now, it's our own government admits that Iran doesn't have an A-bomb. They're years away from having an A-bomb. Even the neocons, you know, say years away from having an A-bomb. The CIA says 9 years away from having an A-bomb, 9+ years. But it doesn't matter, because all over talk radio, all over television, we're hearing that they've got A-bombs, and they're going to blow up Chicago or Dallas or New York or Los Angeles or Miami. And if a nuke does go off, low yield, high yield, it doesn't matter. The first place our attention should go is towards the New World Order crime syndicate that has the motive to carry this out and to be behind it. Israel, some good news, at least for now, we don't know if this is really their true intentions, decides not to expand offensive past the areas they've already entered in Lebanon. Israel's government decided Thursday against expanding its offensive against Hezbollah, but called up at least 30,000 troops to begin training for duty in Lebanon. Also, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the release of an Israeli soldier abducted in Gaza could be imminent. So maybe a deal was made. The New World Order was sending a patrol balloon with all of this to see what response they would get in the polls, what response they would get in the world. And they're not getting a good response. The people of the planet are seeing through this attempt to escalate this into World War III. Remember, Bush wanted to go into Iran or Syria by early August. He'd been announcing the ultimatum. And all of this was basically saber-rattling to do that. But again, you can't believe Israel for a minute because, well, we'll tell you why when we get back. This whole thing could still be on. We'll break it down on the other side. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, infowars.net. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We do have Jim Mars coming up in the second and third hour again to talk about, well, from JFK to 9/11, how they're interconnected. And I also want to get a bird's eye view into really how he's credited as being the main screenwriter and his book, of course, being the basis for my favorite film, JFK. And JFK was not my favorite film. It was in my top 10 favorites until I saw the director's cut with 18 minutes added that was originally cut by Warner Brothers. And let me tell you, it is my favorite film. And I wanted to play clips today from JFK, the director's cut, but there is profanity in it. So we're working on, we've already recorded and gotten the clips, but they were recorded improperly. So we're attempting to grab them again and then cut out all the profanity. We may not be able to play as many clips as we were, but those will also be coming up, Lord willing, in the second and third hour today. Now let me get into the Israel news and the global crises information for you today. Fox News Channel, Hezbollah certain to nuke major city. Channel is terror group's biggest cheerleader as America's hit with the sum of all fear-mongering. And I would add, in the last week, we've seen Major publications around the world with headlines like U.S. on high alert for Hezbollah or Hamas strike. Israel advises U.S. to brace for Hezbollah or Al-Qaeda strike. Al-Qaeda strike certain in Western world. We've seen these type of headlines, but Paul particularly wrote this article about a Fox News clip we're going to play and analyze here in a few minutes. Following the ceaseless bombing of Lebanon, Fox News has gone through to drive fear into the hearts of Americans by insisting that Hezbollah's use of nuclear devices in a major U.S. or Israeli city is inevitable and that only increased surveillance of Americans can stop it. Isn't that just precious? Couched in a bizarre Hannity and Combs demonstration, where a Geiger counter, soon to be the common household object, apparently was used to measure radiation of packets placed in two presenters' pockets, guest Cham Dallas, director of the Center of Mass Destruction Defense, was determined to get his message across. Dallas, quote, "Sometime in the future, there's going to be a nuclear weapon in the United States. Certainly a radiological device is going to be used, and a lot of radioactivity is going to fall on American citizens." Combs, "You say that like it's a certainty, like there's no question it's going to happen." Dallas, "There's no doubt in my mind that at some point in the future we will have a radiological device, probably soon, and a nuclear device at some point in 5 or 10 years after." Dallas fingered Pakistan and North Korea as the likely suppliers of nuclear weapons without informing the viewers that the receipts for this technology are in the hands of the U.S. government. "We have a link to Rumsfeld, fast-track nuclear capability to North Korea, and the Bush family protecting AQCon laboratory network." Not content with saying it twice, Dallas snapped up the chance provided by Hannity to repeat his doomsday creed a third time. Hannity, referring to Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda, "Do you doubt that these terror groups could get a weapon? If they did, there's no doubt they would use it against Israel, is there?" Dallas, "There's no doubt in my mind that it should say when one of these terror groups gets a weapon like Hezbollah, within the next decade, they will use it within a time of their choosing, but they would use it." And a fourth time, they went on to say it. Hannity, "So the likelihood is that within 10 years, it would not be shocking to you in any way for people to turn on the news channel and find out that a nuclear device has gone off in a major city around the world. Dallas, I'm certain of it." And a fifth time, Hannity, "You're certain of it. You do not doubt it." Dallas, "There's no doubt in my mind about it." Five times in a span of 2 minutes, nuke, major city, inevitable, rise, wash, repeat. Again, five times in the space of 2 minutes, nuke, major city, inevitable, rinse, wash, repeat. Nuke, major city, inevitable, sell your rights down the river for Paul Watson that I butchered in my own babbling tone. I'm not paid $7 million a year like Peter Jennings was to read off teleprompters, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what we're facing, and you can see them hyping it, whether it's in a week or 5 years or 10 years. They set up the police state after 9/11. They tell us give up all our rights. Another attack is inevitable. Leave our borders wide open. Let the communist Chinese run the nuclear scan detectors at our former controlled bases. Pull the Customs Department out, create massive NAFTA highways from California to Texas, streaming up into Canada where nothing is searched, wide open with transponders. Whoever wants to come in can. Set up the face scanning cameras, the military style police, the random checkpoints on the sides of the road. Daily life will be like living in an airport. That's their own admissions. Then we get hit by a nuke and we plunge into full bore police state martial law. And former Supreme Court justices have said this is a real threat and a real problem. We've even had, down in San Antonio a few months ago, Bob Woodward come out and say this. And then we've had people on the other side saying how great it is. Tommy Frank saying it's a certainty after the next attack that we'll set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. And while he said that, he claimed that was his opinion as a citizen and that he, quote, didn't work for the government anymore. He would always preface with that. And it came out a year after all of his fear-mongering that he was on a secret $450,000+ a year secret budget, part of the illegal $1.6 billion in fake news buying. Just like Armstrong, Williams, and the rest of them. So this is the reality. And they've set it all up. They have the motive. They stand to gain. We have all the declassified U.S. government admissions that they've carried out terror attacks in the past. And there's many ways to stop this in concert together, working together we can. But one big tactic is documentary films. They wake people up more than any radio show, more than any news article, more than any U.S. government document. You can put the video clips, the documents, the eyewitnesses, the whistleblowers, all together in one film, and then have a device based on truth and reality that will shatter paradigms and wake people up. And then once the population is awake to who has the motive and who's behind the terror and why the government, elements of it, would carry this out, then it removes that power from the criminal cabal to a great extent and lessens the chance greatly that they would carry out an attack. We would already certainly have seen massive attacks, globalists said we were going to see them, in the United States if it wasn't for you, predominantly the listeners of this show. We got to say we're at the tip of the spear here, the cutting edge, the front line, behind enemy lines. If it wasn't for you out there getting my documentary films, getting the other good documentaries that are out there, making copies of them feverishly, militarily, aggressively, and viciously attacking the lie, viciously assailing the fraud and the hoax that is 9/11 and the official story, we would have already seen massive terror and been in more dire straits right now. The globalists are shocked. They are reeling. They are dumbfounded. They've even admitted it, that we are out in the open pointing the finger at them. They are totally blown away. Even their own statisticians and their own theoreticians, the people that study this in the think tanks, have openly said they're blown away by how fast we've exposed them. They are panicked. They are badly coordinated. They are trying to move forward of their own inertia and their own weight, but they are slowing down of their own inertia and their own entropy, and we have got a chance right now to sabotage their operations if we viciously, and I mean viciously, just savagely, aggressively warn everybody and just savage their lies. I mean, this is military, ladies and gentlemen. Just picture their lies and every person you wake up, every mind you free, is throwing a hand grenade in a foxhole filled with enemy soldiers and just blowing those pillboxes, those machine gun nests sky high. Take the hills, destroy their positions, keep moving forward against the enemy. We have unlimited numbers. Our numbers are exploding inexorably every day. We are marching forward. The enemy is in retreat. I am here to tell you. They can snicker, they can giggle, they can put those smiley faces on all day long. They know, they can feel the rumble beneath them of the collapse of their criminal system. And we are moving steadfastly forward right now against the globalists, and we are not going to stop, and we are not going to back down. And we don't have a choice. I mean, if we lay here and just, if we're just nice and go along and deny what's happening, hopefully things will come out okay, and the government will leave us alone, and they won't do all the bad things they're doing. Do you realize they're not just occupying Iraq and attacking innocent countries right now? They're occupying the U.S. They're setting up a police state here. They're every day putting innocent people in terrorist databases because Homeland Security's ordered the feds to do it, to create this illusion that there are all these terrorists, to get the common person into these databases, to make us all criminals. They're bringing in their national ID card. They're setting up, we're already into it, the American Union. The very people that claim that terrorists are trying to bring down the U.S. are the terrorists, and they are bringing down the U.S. It's kind of like a riddle or a trick question, you know, a hidden in plain view, hidden in plain sight joke when they sit up there and they say the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedoms. That's actually true. When you find out, you know, people heard that and went, well, if Al-Qaeda really attacked us, you know, other countries have freedom. Why aren't they attacking them? Why does Al-Qaeda want our freedoms? If Al-Qaeda was real in the way we're told they are, and not Al-Qaeda, it doesn't make sense. But if it's a criminal corporate global elite controlling our government and Western governments, wanting to set up a police state to extract our liberties and our assets and our capital and to control us, then it makes perfect sense that, yes, the terrorists attacked us to get our liberty, and look at the prima facie evidence. The government has moved aggressively, systematically, to dismantle our liberties and freedoms and butcher the Bill of Rights that is the heart and soul of the United States of America.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. For a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over, including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Fox News and Hannity and Combs about Hezbollah is certain to nuke us. They don't have nukes. None of these countries do. But Iran or North Korea or Pakistan, they're sure to give them to them. But then it's our own government that gave them to Iran or gave Iran some of the weapon systems, but Pakistan and North Korea. So let's go ahead and play that clip. Well, that's an exciting clip, ladies and gentlemen. Dun, 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 dun. Well, let's try to grab that again, all right, boys? Can we do that? Because I really want to play that clip. It's up on prisonplanet.com if you want. Do we think we got it or do we got it? We got it. Here it is.
This organization would respond to Israel with a nuclear attack. Now, joining us now to discuss this very real possibility, director of the Center for Mass Destruction Defense, Cham Dallas. Last time you came here, you had a weapon that I pulled, and we actually triggered the weapon.
That's right.
Now,
a scale model nuclear
weapon. What's happened is we have a little piece of radiation. There are two packets, mm-hmm. one in his pocket, one in my pocket.
That's right.
We don't know which one has the radiation. One
That's
of us
right.
has radiation in our pocket. And
you
have it
at the hope it's a liberal?
No. What a shock. Am I glowing? All right, so what is this? This is a radiation detector, but how very real is this threat? What is?
It's a very real threat.
Yeah.
I spent 10 years going in and out of Chernobyl, where the Soviets managed to let loose 100 times as much radioactivity as Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined. It's a real threat for us now, unfortunately. The Al-Qaeda in particular is very focused on doing some kind of rad bomb or some kind of dirty bomb.
So what Sean or I, we haven't been told which, has in our pocket magnified, what does that do?
Well, of course, the packet that one of you has in your pocket is a safe level of radioactivity. But
we hope so.
We hope so. That's what I was told by my laboratory people.
But, sure you did.
Yeah.
But what are the ramifications?
What's going to happen is sometime in the future, at some point in the future, there's going to be a nuclear weapon used in the United States and certainly a radiological device used. And a lot of radioactivity is going to fall on American citizens, and we're going to have to be able to find that radioactivity and get it off of them.
You say that like it's a certainty, like there's no question this is going to happen.
There's no doubt in my mind that at some point in the future we will have a radiological device, probably soon, and a nuclear device at some point 5 or 10 years out.
Who has access to these materials?
Well, we now have Pakistan, for instance, a Muslim nation, has 50 nuclear weapons. North Korea, a very unstable state, has at least 5 or 6 nuclear weapons. There are thousands of warheads, the cores of warheads that I brought on stage the last time, a mock-up of them, sitting in Russian warehouses, any one of which would be, if put inside a nuclear device, could destroy an entire city.
The biggest problem is we've got Iran, Syria, and they're funding and fomenting terror, and they use their surrogates, Hezbollah and Hamas. I mean, do you doubt that these terror groups can get a weapon? If they did it, there's no doubt they would use it against Israel, is there?
There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that if one of these terror groups, or I should say when one of these terror groups gets a weapon, like Hezbollah.
Within the next decade,
they would use it at a time of their choosing, but they would use it.
So the likelihood is that within 10 years, it would not be shocking to you in any way for people to turn on this news channel and find out that a nuclear device has gone off in a major city around the world.
I'm certain of it.
You're certain? You have no doubt?
There's no doubt in my mind about it. It's only a matter of what the timing would be. There's a march of technology going on.
What would happen if it happened in Tel Aviv?
Well, we have some simulations that I gave your people. If, when these weapons are finally used by Muslim terrorists against an Israeli city, what you would have is first a fireball that would be in the central city area that you can see down that corner. Now you can see the expansion of the radiation toxicity that would be going out for hundreds of miles. This is a nuke simulation for Tel Aviv that you're seeing. That little spot in the middle is where Tel Aviv is, which is where you would have fireballs and many burn victims. However, the pink there is a 90% death plume. Now, the very interesting aspect of this is that 90% death plume is primarily in a Muslim area. That's the West Bank it's going over there. So if you had, even though you would be killing primarily Jews in the center of the city with the blast, you would primarily be killing Muslims with the radiation. It depends on how the wind blows. If you have a stiff wind, it can go out where you would have people dying for over 100 miles.
All right.
I know you wanted to try this and see. So tell us what you're going to do here.
Okay. Well, this is a device that will be standard fare in every American home before long.
Really?
And that would be a radiation detector. There are many kinds of them. And you have a wand.
Now, this is the fear-mongering, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be nuked. The Muslims are going to nuke us. It's going to happen. This is just the way it is. And then no discussion about how our government openly armed North Korea and Pakistan. That's admitted. But now it's going to be Syria, who has no connection to nuclear weapons, no way to get them. Oh, but they're going to hit Israel. They're just terrorizing you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $100. Late, 803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to continue with what's happening over in Israel and the fear-mongering. And then in a few minutes, I want to go ahead and get started with some of these clips from JFK. The director's cut, a lot of the audio you're going to hear, you saw in the movie, you heard in the movie, but there's little clips that have been added back in. That's what they do with a lot of editing in Hollywood, is they just take out certain little parts. And I found that, you know, the JFK film was already over 2.5 hours. Now it's closer to 3 hours long with the 18 minutes added, but we'll only play about 10 minutes today maximum. And if we have time near the end of the third hour, we'll play some clips from the documentary that aired on Discovery Channel, I believe, that accompanies the new director's release of Oliver Stone's JFK, a director's cut. And why is this so important? Because JFK was a hoax. It was done in front of everybody. Just like 9/11 was a hoax. You know, the attack on the towers and the Pentagon was real, but everything else you were told, everything else surrounding it is a fraud. Cap that and then go into it coming up here in just a few minutes. But getting back to Israel, as I promised to do a few segments back, we have this fear-mongering. And we're being told that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Hezbollah, Hamas, they're going to hit the U.S. or England in the next few months. It's guaranteed. It could happen any day. It could even be nukes. It's sure to happen in the next 5-10 years, but We're sure to get hit in the next few weeks or next few months by some type of conventional attack, and we've got to fight them over there so they don't attack us over here. And then you look at Israel coming out today, headline, Israel decides not to expand offensive. Israel's government decided Thursday against expanding its offensive against Hezbollah, but called up at least 30,000 troops to begin in Lebanon. Also, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the release of an Israeli soldier abducted in Gaza could be imminent. With regards to the issue of the abducted Israeli soldier, I have reiterated that they lead us to believe in an imminent solution, Abbas said, speaking through a translator after a meeting in Rome with Italian Premier Romano Prodi, who was the former head of the EU, I would add. It was the capture of Corporal Gilead Shalit on June 25th by Hamas-linked militants. Notice Hamas-linked militants. The Israelis could have grabbed him. This guy could be smoking cigarettes right now and playing poker. He could be dead. Again, you can't believe anything you're told because they've all been caught lying so much. Israel has been caught carrying out terror attacks against themselves. It was, quote, the capture of the corporal, June 25th, by Hamas-linked militants in Gaza Strip that prompted Israel to launch its offensive in Gaza. Now, I don't believe that for a minute. Notice Bush has his ultimatum for late July to Iran, and then this whole thing starts up, and top Israelis and top U.S. administration officials start talking about going into Syria or Iran. Israel military chiefs claim that Iran's got the captured soldiers, just like they claim that Iran puts yellow stars on Jews. Total lies. Just whole cloth manufactured propaganda. So we hear that Israel's saying, okay, we're just going to keep the bottom 20% of Lebanon. We were going to go all the way into Beirut, the capital, but we don't think we'll do that right now. But as all of this began to heat up, said we need 30,000 more troops at least, called up an information, we cannot take the bottom third of Lebanon with only 20,000 troops, most of those support. We can't do it with only special forces and commandos, which is what, again, it's this new warfare strategy that the brass is pushing from England to Australia to Canada to the U.S. to Israel, where they think that everything's going to be rapid mobility, rapid deployment of these joint strike forces with some heavy armor and some air support, but not much, mainly commandos, mainly special forces, special warfare groups. And so, you know, in one ambush now, we're hearing the number could be as many as 20 dead Israelis. The official number is 14, but now they're saying some more may have died in the hospital and there could be some other dead. And we're hearing it could be several thousand dead Lebanese, but in one firefight in one southern village yesterday, an admitted 14 dead Israelis just in one little firefight, they got ambushed. The Arabs aren't doing what they did in the Six-Day War, where they just run out with World War II weapons, you know, faced with weapons that are more advanced and just start like a bunch of buffoons. They're actually learning how to shoot. They're staying down. And then when they see the Israelis come in from 15 feet away, 20 feet away, they open fire at their heads and their legs. They throw hand grenades at them. And we've seen video of Israeli airplanes falling out of the sky. I've seen two different videos of two different aircraft. Israel says nothing's been shot down, but I'm here to tell you something. Those are pretty good-sized aircraft. They may be big drones, or they could, the Lebanese are claiming. By the way, we had from the border of Lebanon last Friday a combat reporter, Dar Jamal, who's, by the way, a Christian Lebanese American, route. And we have gotten messages through to his hotel and his cell phone, though it's really intermittent. If you thought Southern had bad phones because of all of this, most of the phones are out in southern Lebanon. A lot of them are out and overwhelmed and jammed in Beirut itself. So we're working on getting Dar Jamal from Beirut on either today or tomorrow. And we're making calls every 30 minutes into his sat phone, into his satellite phone, to try to hook up with him. We may even do a phone patch and try to record an interview in, you know, here in the studio off air and have that for you tomorrow. But we're working on that hard. Very hard for you. An unbiased reporter who's been inside Fallujah during the main fighting, inside Baghdad during the invasion. This guy's really got a lot of metal. Cold-blooded when it comes to facing these calamities with a lot of courage. So when we hear Israel saying that, okay, we may not take more of Lebanon now and go to their capital. Meanwhile, they're massing and recruiting and calling in the reserves, which is all the men basically in the country up to a certain age, even some women. They're calling them in right now. They're pulling tanks out of mothballs. They're massing more of them, and there's been a year long for this. That too is admitted. So we're not out of the woods yet, but there have this whole thing, if we would buy into this, and I think to lay the smoke screen to make it more palatable on this theatrical movie set, the Shakespearean event that we're witnessing over there is a stepping stone to World War III, full it is. I mean, there's sick neocon articles about kill all the Muslims and let Allah sort them out. Let's start nuking them. I mean, these are in major newspapers. I have them. And really, I think all of this is a smoke. Whether full bore regional war breaks out or not, let's Bush get back in the driver's seat as a war president. It distracts us from the implosion of our forces in Iraq right now. It distracts us from domestic problems with the economy, and it allows the oil companies to jack up oil prices, to almost $80 a barrel last week? I think it's dropped down a little bit now. Huge profits, billions of dollars a week, and it's not free market. Again, they're not earning this money. They're manipulating the markets, and we have their own internal oil company documents, so I don't want to hear that it's the environmentalists that have stopped the refineries from bringing you the fuel. Okay, and by the way, the environmentalists that are doing that are funded by the oil companies. We've proven that. To go out and create this illusion. No, it is their own memos. They bought up the refineries to shut them down to cause the bottleneck. Then they go take over countries and shut off their oil supplies or reduce production or threaten them to reduce production in the case of Gaddafi and then jack up prices that way. That's just the facts. It's incontrovertible. I hear the neocons on the radio doing two different things. Either they say, look, oil production's way down in Iran and in Iraq right now, and so if the neocons wanted Iraq's oil for profits, why aren't they pumping it? Wait a minute. They were mad at Saddam in 1990 for overproducing because he was driving down OPEC prices. That was one of the things the world was mad at him for. That is the world financial interest, the oligarchy, the financial oligarchy. That's what they're mad at Gaddafi about. And now they love Gaddafi because he reduced production. Now he's our ally. See, this is 101. They make more money by turning it off. But some people just can't figure that out. Or the neocons come out and say, yeah, we need the oil. Let's kill them. Good, I'm glad we're getting it. And those poor fools calling to talk radio that say that, snickering with the host, we've all heard them and listened to talk radio. These poor fools don't get you're paying for a neocon war while the neocons dismantle the American system we've always had and set up the American Union right in front of us. Okay, that's enough on that subject. Let me now just get into JFK. You can now get tickets. Oh, and by the way, I recommend you start recording this in just a few minutes because the next 2 hours and 10 minutes, roughly, that you'll hear as we do this presentation with Jim Mars is really going to be informative. And I've done some research for this show, some extra research. Spent 2 days getting these clips done. So, of course, most of them are screwed up. We can't play all of them. We're trying to fix it right now. It's an insane asylum around here. Too many people working on too many things. Too few people working on too many things. But this is going to be a good presentation coming up, so I hope you stay with us for it. But before I go any further, speaking of Jim Mars, coming up at the Lakewood Theater in central Dallas, right by White Rock Lake, on the 26th of August, the theater holds 900-plus people, but I'm only selling 700 tickets. I don't want us to all be crammed in there like sardines. I want you all to get good seats. It's a beautiful, big, Paramount-style Art Deco theater. I grew up a half mile from there. So this is how this all came about. Jack Blood and others went up to hear Morgan Reynolds speak up there. I think about 500 people showed up to that. And I went, and Kevin goes, look how nice this theater is. We ought to have an event here in my office. He was showing it to me a few days ago, and I went, my gosh, that's where I grew up. That's where, the first 5 years of my life. I mean, Mott's Five and Dime was next door to that. I remember my parents taking me to see Disney movies you know, when I was a little bitty there at that theater. I mean, I have some of my first memories, because when you're driving around in that neighborhood, it's not heavily built up. It's, you know, it's trees and parkland over there. And then there's like this old-fashioned shopping center there, and all you see is the big spire of the theater sticking up with the red and blue lights. That is such a childhood image. I mean, I saw that every day as a child. I don't know why I'm getting off into this. It's not what you tune in for. The point is, so I looked at the theater, found out it's owned by a great guy, found out it seats 900, got a beautiful upper balcony, big, nice seats. And I said, why not have an event there? We called them, set it up 2 days ago. Started selling tickets last night. A whole bunch have already gone. And it's going to be my new film, Terror Storm, the official final film. Then I'm going to give a 45-minute speech, take questions. Then Jim Mars will take the stage. It starts at 7 o'clock. Jim Mars will take the stage at about 10, speak for an hour and take questions. The name of his speech is going to be From JFK to 9/11, the two parallels between the two. He's one of the preeminent experts in the world. Again, he wrote the main credit on the screenplay for JFK, and he wrote the book that it's based on. When you buy the DVD, you see it on the back, you know, written by Jim Mars and Oliver Stone. So he's going to be there, and then we're going to show about 35 minutes of the best footage we've got so far, gleaned from the 40-something hours we shot up in Ottawa, the Bilderberg Group. And then they said they'd be glad to play their really incredible lounge act, anti-New World Order songs, but really talented. They play for big houses in places like Vegas and all over. Shanghai Five, that's played before at events I've been at, out of Crawford, they're going to be there going on the stage at midnight. So two films, Jim Mars and Shanghai Five, $10. By the time I pay for my staff to be there and pay for the theater and everything else. Normally an event like this would be about $20, $25, but I'm charging $10. By the time I pay the e-ticket fee, you know, and all that stuff, you know, this we'll basically make a little bit of money here, hopefully, to try to pay off the cost of this film, but I doubt it. So we're trying to keep the tickets low for you. You can get those tickets right now at Infowars.com, and there's five showings and five showings only in early September at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar in Austin, Texas, of Terror Storm. I'll be at all those events and give a speech and take questions at the end of the film at all five of those events. And then that's it. I'm just too busy to have more. We sold out nine in a row last year of The Order of Death and just quit showing it. So five only of Terror Storm. Get your tickets now. Okay. And if you want a hard copy of Terror Storm, it's available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and play this first clip. This is where they're in, and we'll finish it after the first break here. Or maybe the best thing to do is just play this after the break. I've got 20 clips here, and somehow, in between getting them off the DVD and sending them to the network, most of them are fried. We're trying to get them again. But I've got four or five of them work halfway decent. Don't have a buzz on them. But the first one, well, there's a whole bunch of clips here I want to play, but one of them, the first one I'll play when we get back from break is number 9, MLK shot. Wife doesn't want to believe, but Garrison's eyes are open. Everything is threatened. And I don't want to say I've had discussions just like this in my own house, but if I told you I hadn't had discussions like this, I'd be a liar. I mean, to see a movie like this and to have lived things like this to a lesser degree, sometimes to a greater degree, just with family in general and others over the years, my family's all behind me. It's just, you know, this is stressful stuff. This is all based on exactly what happened. You understand the research that was done for this film. And then there's another clip where he talks to Mr. X, who was Fletcher Prouty, one of the top colonels in the Pentagon in Black Ops. And in the film, the official film, it's about 3 minutes long. In the director's cut, it's like 8-plus minutes. So we'll play part of that. And we've got the clip where Garrison didn't wake up, district attorney in New Orleans, he didn't wake up to JFK being an inside job for 3 years. And he's on a plane with a senator, and the senator goes, come on, man. You don't know who did this? And there's more and more people in the know that Garrison knows. Of course, he's a highly decorated combat Marine Corps veteran. Jim Garrison was a great hero in Europe. And so he, you know, he lived a little. He knew all this stuff. I mean, he understood what snipers, how bullets operated. He actually read all, what was it, 10 volumes of the Warren Report, some of them 1,000 pages long. And the movie, the director's cut, gets into all of this. I'm just blown away. So we'll be talking about all of it coming up. We'll play the first clip when we get back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When you watch JFK, the director's cut, it's clear that the government kills Bobby, they kill Martin Luther King. Of course, they've killed JFK, but and you're there with the family each time somebody dies. One time late at night, when on the West Coast, they kill Bobby Kennedy, staged that event, and he hears the shots in the other room on the television as he's sitting there reading documents, and Jim Garrison runs in horror and sees it. This clip is where they've all finished dinner, and the children are all milling around, and Garrison's watching television news about the assassination of Martin Luther King, and the black nanny is, you know, making her comments about how horrible it is, and the little 5-year-old girl or 4-year-old girl answers the phone, and there's one of these New World Order creeps on the line. Here's that exchange. Roll it.
Dr. Martin Luther King called his beautiful dream, expressed so dramatically during the 1963 March on Washington, was shattered tonight in Memphis, Tennessee, by an assassin's bullet. Police seem to think that the single shot came from across the street. They say that they have found the Browning automatic rifle fitted with a marksman's scope on a sidewalk.
I get it. Hello?
Hello, this is Jim Garrison's daughter?
Yes.
Would you
Virginia or Elizabeth?
Virginia.
You're a lucky little girl. Your daddy's entered you on a beauty contest. Would you like to be in a beauty contest?
I don't know.
God. My God. What have they done?
Yes.
It's legend time.
Uh-huh.
Legend time.
That sounds fun.
And you get off the trail at 3 o'clock every day? Okay, Virginia, that's all I need to know.
Mommy, I'm going to be in a beauty contest.
Who is this? Who is this? Hello?
Did you enter Virginia in a beauty contest? A man just called. He wanted to know everything. Her height, her weight,
honey,
where
some
she...
some crackpot. Martin Luther King was killed in Memphis.
Honey, your daughter's life's just been threatened.
Just a crank making calls. Happens a dozen times a day at the
our
office.
Our home, Jim. A kidnapper, a murderer, yes, who knows what?
Cowards make crank calls.
How do you know?
Nothing's going to happen.
How do you even know what goes on in this house anymore? You're too busy making speeches. Getting every crazed classman in Louisiana after us. I'm leaving. I'm taking the kids.
Right,
I'm leaving.
On,
I can't stand it anymore.
The government wants you to be scared.
You and
right?
your government.
The government wants everybody to be scared to speak out.
What's you know, the
they count on it. There's nothing
Don't
to be
you
scared
have any
of.
Feelings? Your own daughter. What kind of man are you?
I'll take them up to my mother's if it makes you feel any better, all right? You spend a week.
What's
I'll
a week
I'll change the locks, the phone lines. I'll even get a bodyguard. Just get hold of yourself.
Honey, before this Kennedy thing, nothing mattered in this world more than your children. The other night, Jasper tried to talk to you. What? You didn't even notice he was there. He came to me bawling his little eyes out.
I promise.
He's sensitive,
right?
honey.
I
he
promise I'll make more
you.
Time for Jasper.
Is it such a chore?
If I said I'll spend more time with him, I'll spend more time with him, all right? And I cannot fight you and the whole world, too, Liz.
I'm not fighting you. I'm trying to reach you. You've changed.
Well, of course I've changed. My eyes have opened. And once they're open, believe me, what used to look normal seems insane. And now, King, don't you think this has something to do with that? Can't you see?
I don't want to see.
You don't believe me?
I don't know.
All this time, you never believed me.
I just want to raise our children and live a normal life. I want my life back.
Well, so do I. I have a life, too, you know. You just can't bury your head in the sand. It's not about our well-being, all right? It's not about our two cars and our TVs and your kitchen. I'm angry about it.
All right, we'll be right back with Jim Mars. It's about our kids growing up in a free country. That is what it's all about. And burying your head in the sand only puts you in greater danger. You might as well stand up on your hind legs and fight the wolves. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.